Welcome to Set Free Live, brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. It is our prayer that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you. We pray that as you listen, the Holy Spirit will enlighten, encourage, and inspire you in your walk with the Lord. Let's go now into the word of the Lord. Be blessed.
Everybody,
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church, say amen.
God bless you, beloved. Welcome to Set Free Live. I am Apostle Deborah, and beloved, it is a blessing and an honor to be with you once again today. We do thank and praise God for his loving kindness and his tender mercies. And truly, the Lord's mercies are new every morning. And I am blessing the Lord today for the word of God because it's rich. Praise the Lord. It's powerful and it's quick. Amen. It's alive. It's moving, praise God, and we want the word of God to continue to flow richly in our lives, praise God. We are talking about this week being strong in the Lord, amen. This is the Armor of God series, and God wants us to be strong in him. We're picking up this teaching today, so we're wanting you just to stop for just a few moments and gather with us as we go into the word of the Lord. We're going back to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. This is that theme scripture for this message, talking about be strong in the Lord. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you, Father, for what you're doing for us, your people. We ask, God, as we go into the word this morning, that you would anoint your word, anoint those that are listening. Father God, we pray that you would minister in a powerful way. We're thanking you and we're praising you for all that you're doing, all that you have done. Father, bless and minister as only you can. We're thanking you now for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Ephesians 6 and 10 from the Amplified Bible. It says, in conclusion, be strong in the Lord. Be empowered through your union with him. Draw your strength from him. That strength which his boundless might provides. And you know this is such a powerful scripture because God is wanting to strengthen us. And we know that when we look at the armor that really comes from God, he knows what we need to equip us to be effective and to walk pleasing with him in the word of God. He outfits us. And so we left off on our last broadcast talking about the truth, the loin belt, if you will, the belt of truth. We know it's the word of God. And when we put truth around our loins, it represents the word of God. It is the word of God that will help us, help to keep us balanced and level in God. Okay, God's truth. We know he is truth, and he desires for us to walk in his truth. This is why he gives us this very important piece, praise God. This is one of the pieces of the armor that is actually visible to us. It's tangible because the word of God, we can see it, we can read it, we can listen to it. It's right here. This is one piece that's so vital, and I'm seeing why it's the first a part of this armor that is so necessary. And it goes around our waist. And when you put something on your waist, it's to hold other things up, praise God. And so the other pieces of the armor actually fit onto the loin belt, such as the shield and the sword. There's a clip for the shield, and there's a little clip for the sword. And it's attached to the belt. And the belt of truth is the word of God. Now, so this is not an insignificant piece. It is the most important piece that you will have to walk in. Without it, the rest of your armor won't fit. You won't have anything to stand on. So this lets us know that we need the word of the Lord. Okay? as I said, this piece is very visible to us. Amen. It's a very vital piece, the Word of God, the written Word. We know that we have two parts of the Word, and that's Logos, which is the written Word, what we read, and then we have Rhema. Rhema is alive and active. It's when God speaks revelatory word, or we're reading, and all of a sudden it becomes alive. It's Rhema. It's moving at that point. Praise God. So the Word is not here just for us to read it just because. It's here for it to become a part of us and be activated in us. And on this, everything else moves. This is very, very, very important to us. So if we ignore the Word, beloved, if we do not apply it to our lives on a daily basis, what happens is we are willfully choosing to let our entire spiritual life come apart. We're taking that chance, and we don't want to take that chance. We want to make sure that as we pray and as we read, as we study, that we allow the Holy Spirit to illuminate the Word of God. You know, if we don't know Jesus, there's one way to get to know him, one good way. And there's more than one way, but one good way I'm going to talk about this morning, and that is reading the Gospels. When you go through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you get a very good view of who Jesus is, how he walked, how he talked, how he interacted on a daily basis. When you want to know about someone, even if you're dating or once you get married, you still want to know more about your mate. How do? You spend time with them. You talk to them. You get to know them. You get to know the ins and outs about them. And we need to know the ins and outs about Jesus. We need to know about God. From Genesis to Revelation, we see God moving. We see him moving in the creation. We see him moving even when he has to judge or correct. We see him moving, amen, when the children of Israel were in battle and the enemy would come up against them. God would move on their behalf, and he would make sure that they came out victorious. We see through the Psalms when David, he was a warrior, and he had to fight. God moved for him. God protected him. God took care of him. Praise God. So, and we see in the prophetical books and how God would speak to Israel, how he would speak to them to repent, how he would give great word to them because why? He loves his people. Beloved, I want to let you know today, God loves you. He cares about you. And this is why the Word of God is so important. The Word of God it's infallible, it's trustworthy. You can trust God's Word. You can take him at his Word when he says something. He stands on his Word. He is faithful to his Word. And so this is why God wants us to put it on our waist. He wants it in us, down in our belly, down in the most central part of our life, in our spirit, because that's where your spirit is, around your waist, the innermost you, praise God. And so we have to stay connected to God. How do we stay connected? Through prayer, through studying the Word. The Word is vital. Praise God. It's just as vital as your heart, your liver, your kidneys, every organ of your body, your brain, amen, and even the tangible parts, the extremities, your arms and your legs, amen. The Word is that important to us, praise God. When you get into, amen, the power book, I call the book of Acts, the book of action, praise God, and then you see God demonstrated through the church and how he moved through the people and how, amen, he came in, amen, with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost came, praise God, and he's now here with us. Praise the Lord. He's our helper. He's our paraclete. He's called alongside to help us. So we see God moving. We see him moving through the lives of the apostles and how they went through and ministered. And Paul, when he went through the different missionary journeys, and he taught the people as he went to Macedonia, as he went to Ephesus and Thessalonica, all of these different places, praise God, he went to spread the gospel. And not only him, but all of the apostles, you know, all the different places that God allowed them to go to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. And now we look in the in our modern world and how The word of God is going throughout the nations. This word goes all throughout the land, praise God, the world. Those that tap into internet radio, praise God, are blessed to hear, amen, men and women of God preaching the word of God. Amen. And so the word is going throughout the nations, praise God. Amen. And so we're blessed to know that, amen, as we get this word, as we put it on, amen, and this loin belt, the belt of truth, amen, we put it on, we wear it daily, praise God. This isn't the only piece, amen. There are other pieces. We have to have the whole armor, not just one facet of it, praise God. It's important, beloved, that you hear this because God wants us strong in the Lord. There's days coming where the body, the people of God, are going to need to be strong, praise God. There's adversity coming to the body of Christ. There's adversity coming to the church, to the people of God. Amen. And we must be able to stand. We must be strong in the Lord. We can't have our strength in anything else but Him. Praise God. Because He really is our life. He's our hope. He's our help. He's our all in all. So this truth is so, so important. Listen, we cannot even function effectively without the Word of God having an active part of our lives. Now, we can maneuver to a certain point, but in order to be effective, the word has to take precedent. And everything we do, we should do it in line of the word of God. Amen. Because God moves in and among his word. He doesn't move outside of his word. He moves in it, praise God. And this is how Jesus, amen, functioned, okay? This is how he lived. He didn't do anything outside of his father. Everything he did was in line with what his father wanted. So he showed us the father. He showed us the kingdom. Praise God. Even in our day-to-day walks with the Lord, our character, all of this, praise God, Jesus taught how to live, how to maneuver, how to treat enemies. Praise God. He taught us all of these things, and this is how we live, and this is what we live by. So if we were to remove the belt of truth or the word of God, it's just a matter of time until spiritually we will begin to fall into pieces. We would crumble, in other words, and we don't want to do that, praise God. Demonic assaults come. And they attack. Well, without the word of God, you're not going to be effective to fight demonic oppression and different things that would come. We fight with the word. We fight knowing that we're standing firm in the Lord. Praise God, with truth about us. Praise God. Okay? So we must know that the word will protect us, even from the chaos and all the different things that life would bring. And God will give you peace, beloved, peace, peace. And we'll touch on that in just a little bit about the peace of God, okay? So the belt of truth holds everything together for us, both as individual believers and as a corporate body, amen. And if you go back again to the book of Acts, for example, and how the people faced persecution and how they dealt with it. They dealt with it because they knew that the word of God would prevail. And they were witnesses of Jesus, so they knew they had to stand. They knew that no matter what came their way, amen, God would be with them, and he's with us as well. Praise God. So, listen, it's important for us to have the word of God in our possession, okay? God has permitted his divine word to come about. He used men of God, and they spoke as they were born along of God, as they were inspired by God. And that's why we have now today this word with us. We have it with us because God brought it to pass. He brought it to pass by men writing it, amen, writing it down, and it's come down through generations of time. Praise God. This is the one book that is the most blessed book that any of us could ever have, the Word of God. It's the most important piece of the armor that God has given us. Now, listen, I want to reiterate this. God is the one that outfits us. He loves us that much, and he tailor makes each of our armors to fit us, praise God. The word doesn't change. The word is the word, praise God. But each of us are different, so he knows how to outfit you. Amen. He knows how big to make your breastplate. He knows. Glory to God. He knows what it takes to make us and to mold us. Amen. We're already naturally on the natural side. We've been made after the image of Christ. Amen. But you know, when you come to the Lord, he makes you again. Glory to God. Amen. He makes us again, beloved. It's a wonderful thing to know that God, amen, knows your makeup. He knows all about you. He knows your ins and outs, ups and downs, all around. Praise God. I want to read a scripture, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. It says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, okay, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Why? That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Now, God's word is inspired, okay, and it's profitable. That means it's going to bring a return. Amen. Doctrine, teaching, training. Why do you think God is teaching us and training us and equipping the body of Christ? He wants us thoroughly furnished. He wants us complete. Amen. Nothing lacking. In other words, nothing missing, nothing broken. Praise God. He wants your armor, amen, to be firm. Amen. And our relationships with God ought to be firm. Glory to God. Amen. Now, for doctrine, for reproof. Amen. Sometimes, amen, we got to be, I'm going to say it like this, we need to be proved. Amen. The armor that you have has to be proved, put to the test, okay? And we go through tests. We go through different things to see what's in us. Sometimes God will step back and he'll allow things to happen to see, do you really love me? Are you really going to hang in there? Praise God. When things take a nosedive, it doesn't change God. It doesn't change his word. Amen. No matter what you go through, you got to know that God is with you. Amen. He won't leave you. He'll not forsake you. For correction, sometimes, amen, when you go through a test and you may not get all the answers right on a natural test, amen, that instructor comes back and corrects to let us know what we did wrong, what you did wrong, and how to fix it so that you can make the good mark, that you can make the A. Amen. And God does that to us. He corrects us. The word will correct us. If we're out of joint, if we're out of line, you won't be able to walk effectively with your armor. Amen. With error. Amen. That's one of the strong men is the spirit of error. And error is so prevalent right now. There's a lot of heresy. There's a lot of false teaching and doctrine that's not from God. Amen. There's doctrines of devils that really will lead you astray, lead you to a path that God ain't on. Amen. So you have to make sure that when correction comes that you don't so take it personally that you feel that folk are beating up on you. Amen. But that you understand that correction is a good thing. It's a good thing to be corrected. If I'm going down the wrong road trying to get to a location, I need to know because I'm not going to get to my destination going down the wrong road. Amen. So we have to turn around sometimes and recognize some things that you may be carrying. God doesn't want you to carry them, beloved. Amen. And so he will instruct. He will warn. He will let you know even when you read the word. You'll find yourself. You'll find where you are. Amen. We want to see. The word is a mirror. It shows us. Praise God. And it's not a negative. It's a positive. Praise God. It's a positive to get us into our destiny, to get us, amen, firmly footed and firmly rooted and grounded in the Lord. So the word of God comes for correction, and it also comes for instruction in righteousness. In other words, the Lord will instruct us by his word how to live right, how to walk right. Amen, because he wants us right. Amen. He does not want us living crooked, living wrong, living displeasing to him, but yet we want him to maneuver in our lives. Amen. We can't have it that way. We've got to have it the right way. Amen. And when we get things right, amen, when we allow the Lord, amen, to flush us out of all the yuck and the sludge. Some of us have sludge that needs to just be process right on out of our lives so that we're good, effective, wholesome Christians for Jesus Christ. Now, that the man of God may be perfect, complete, whole, and mature. Amen. This is what the Lord is doing in our lives. He's wanting to make us complete, perfect, whole, and mature. Amen. He wants us to grow up. Amen. He doesn't want us to continue to be children, babes. Amen. Amen. When we should be on meat, we have to go back to the basic things. Amen. The milk. Amen. Because we can't digest the hard meat, if you will. You know, meat goes through a process, even in our bodies. It has to be broken down. Praise God. Milk is more easily to digest. Amen. But he wants us thoroughly furnished. Amen. He wants us thoroughly equipped. That means that, praise God, when we're thoroughly furnished, we're fully supplied with everything that we need. Praise God. And the Word of God will give us that. Amen. Because He wants us equipped. He wants us, amen, to be good soldiers. Praise the Lord. And this is why this Word is so important. He wants us strong in Him. Amen. He has equipped us. Oh, there's so much in the Word of God that we glean from, and we recognize that God really has given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. There will be no excuse, beloved, when we stand before the Lord. There will be no excuse as far as us being victorious or having the ability to make it, praise the Lord. Amen. Because He's given us everything that we need. Amen. We have to walk worthy of this word. Amen. Worthy of the calling and the vocation that God has given. Praise the Lord. And as we do that, as we keep our part of the covenant, beloved, He will definitely keep His part. Amen. So we know that God wants to completely outfit us and fully supply us. That's what it means to be thoroughly furnished. Amen. Unto all good works. Praise the Lord. Now listen, when we have the belt of truth at the center of our life, and we're faithful to the word, it ensures that it stays in place. Everything else will come together. Okay? Everything else will come together. All right? Now, the word of God says, and I've kind of alluded to this, but I'm going to go ahead and read it anyway, in Hebrews. If you just go there, let's just read this. Hebrews 5, 12 and 13. Hebrews chapter 5, verses 12 and 13. It says, For the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. And I'm going to go ahead and read 14. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of youth have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Now, when we have to go back to the basic principles, because, you know, again, milk is easily to be digested. When we should be teachers, we should be really being able to really firmly make disciples of all men. But yet we have to go back again, go back again, go back again. Beloved, it hinders your progress in God. And this is why He's given us, amen, the belt of truth. You know, truth will liberate you. Truth will make sure that you're free. Okay, so we don't want to ignore the word of God. We don't want the word to slip. We don't want to pass it off. We want to take it in. And I'm encouraging you today, take the word of God in. Okay, so when we deliberately choose not to develop our understanding of righteousness, we really ignore the word. And we don't want to ignore the word of God. We don't want to neglect it. Amen. When we do that, again, it's a matter of time before we may feel condemned in nearly every year of our lives. Now, when you're going through condemnation because of the truth of the word that's being revealed, praise God, it's an indicator that the word is not a part of you. Because if the word comes and it offends and it causes you to push back, it causes you to reject That opens a whole nother door, beloved. That opens a door where the enemy can really come in. And then fear or pride can come in, which will cause rebellion, will cause disobedience. Fear will cause you to stop moving forward. It'll cause you to back up, make excuses, all of these things. And so it's important that we spend time with God, spend time in the Word, so that that righteousness can become a part of our life, the Word of God, that truth can really become a good part of our lives. We don't want to neglect the Word of God. Beloved, we must make the Word of God a priority. Make it a priority. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're going to pray now. Father, we thank you for this word today. We thank you, God, for what you have done and all that you're doing. And Lord God, we thank you for the belt of truth. We thank you for the word of God that you've given to us to walk in. And I pray that you would encourage the people of God to stand firm in the word, to put on that belt, to wear it, to walk in it, to live in it. Help us, Father God, to keep this word before us day and night. Father God, it is life to us. It's health to us, Father. We thank you that it goes down in and it does the work that needs to be done. It uproots the things that need to be uprooted. And Father God, it plants and it plants the seeds of things that need to be planted so that we can be effective and that we can be healthy, that we can be thoroughly equipped and thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Because God, you want us to be good soldiers in your kingdom. This is all for the upbuilding of the kingdom of God. So Lord, we thank you for that today. Bless, Lord, those that are listening. Bless everyone, Father. Minister as only you can. We thank you for this word today, and we give you praise. We give you honor, and we give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want you to be encouraged, beloved. Until our next broadcast, it is my prayer that the power of God, that the word of God will continue to take precedent in your life, that you will continue to seek the Lord, seek him, and you will find him. When you seek him and search for him with your whole heart, the Lord will not disappoint you, beloved. Whatever you have need of, praise God. Ask God, trust God. Amen. We're here to pray with you. Amen. If you would like to email us, you may do so. The announcer will give you that information. Amen. Let us know how the broadcast is being a blessing. Amen. To you. Amen. If you'd like to be more of a part, if you'd like to donate, amen, to this work, go to our website, www.setfreeoutreachministries.org. Amen. And drop us a seed. Amen. And just know that God will bless you. Praise God as you give to this work. Amen. Going strictly to the kingdom of God, so the upbuilding of the kingdom of God. Until our next broadcast, it is my prayer that you will be blessed. In Jesus' name, God bless you. Thank you for listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. If you would like more information about our ministry, we invite you to visit us on our website at www.setfreeoutreachministries.org. If you would like to sow into our ministry, you may do so by clicking the donate button on our homepage. We encourage you to email us your prayer requests, praise reports, or comments to ApostleDeborah@SetFreeOutreachMinistries.org. You may also write us at Set Free Outreach Ministries, 714 Aurora Avenue, Pueblo, Colorado, 81004. Until our next broadcast, keep looking up, beloved, and know that God is working all things out for you just because he loves you and he cares. Lift your hands wherever you are and let the church. Church say.